I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Every week on the Moth Podcast, we share stories that are funny, strange, heartbreaking, and above all, true.
I myself have been married for 56 years. Unfortunately, to four different women.
It turns out the people I was looking for all my life is what you people would call nerds.
Follow and listen to The Moth on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Rebound Kuminga, his fourth of the contest, to go along with 14 points. Picked up by Rollins across the timeline. Right side of the floor. Left hand handle. Trying to burst down Broadway. Dishing out to Buddy. Jab step on Trent. Slides past him. Up over. Turner on the layup. No tap. Follow. Yes, it drops in for Butler. And the Warriors are on a 12-2 run to cut the deficit to 51-49.
You're listening to Steiny and Guru on 95.7 The Game. Coming to you live from the Laughing Monk Studios.
I love that one, but I always forget he went overtime on that read with the Laughing Monk stuff. Thanks to Jimmy Butler. Warriors got beat 120-110 last night.
He's a great pump faker.
He is, actually. He got me off to my feet.
Yes, he is.
He got me off my feet for sure. We got some Dubs thoughts here. You want to keep up with the Dubs for a little bit, and then we'll turn to the Niners? What do you want to do?
Well, you guys got me thinking about this schedule, the Warriors schedule, thank you, if this is going to be consistent or something that we need to buckle up and get ready for the beginning of games or the lack of energy. So we talked about the two timelines, and right now I'm bringing that up because I feel like they are gelling better than any hair commercial, and you should have a way, or there should be a way, to avoid what happened last night. And again, we'll just say it was a bad game, but man, Steiny, they cannot come out tomorrow against Indiana, and I know they're banged up and winless, and just not have fans and host or myself look at that game like, I don't give a damn what air was let out of any balloon. When you find out Giannis Antetokounmpo is not playing, you need to take them behind the woodshed. And you're good enough to do that. And they didn't yesterday. And Steph had 27-6, 4-10 from three. I get it. Kuminga had 24-8. I guess my point, when you look at those numbers and Jimmy had 23, Steiny, does that concern you more that those three guys put something up in the box score and you still weren't able to win the game?
Clearly, I'm looking at that box score and it looks like Steph was ordinary for Steph. I'm looking at Draymond's line. He couldn't have been great with that line and the Bucks scoring 120. And Butler's numbers looked fine, but even he was under 50%. He likes to be more efficient, more efficient than that. So here's what I would
say.
And
Kerr's on with Willard and Dibbs at 3:30 today.
Thank you for saying that. Mm-hmm. Yes, Steve Kerr, 3:30 with Willard and Dibbs. And yeah, there's two things. Zucci Main here on the Boxer and Gerson work injury.
Zucci.
Attorney's text line said, do we have to say it was a bad game, or can we give the Bucks reserves credit and say they played a great game? I think we can do both, quite frankly. But look, the Warriors are going to have at least 12 of these games this year. Team has 12 of these games. The question to me is this, with how early we are in the season, okay, it's a clunker. You just had a clunker. But it's too close to this back-to-back for me to just say the back-to-back had nothing to do with it. So we move on, and they have a back-to-back next week. And I don't know, maybe they'll feel more fatigue the third night of a four-game stretch than they will the second of a back-to-back. I don't know. This is the theme of the season, and the Warriors know it's a theme of the season.
Well, I hear you. And the last time they got blown out in Portland was last Friday, a week ago, Steiny, and that was off a back-to-back. Steph had 35, but the bottom line, it didn't culminate the win. So do you put your Warrior pen and notes away and just say, nothing here matters stylistically, or – because the Warriors are an older team and they're on a back-to-back, so you're not going to get a good gauge? Or are you telling Warrior fans, like I expected Steiny yesterday, for them to kick Milwaukee's ass, even with Giannis?
So what does it tell you that they didn't?
That the booby traps are, and it's early. I don't know if it's anything to do with travel. It's only two games, but your two losses have come on the road. And if you get some young, spunky teams, you know, somebody might have a career day on you like Ryan Rollins had. And that's what bothers me. A guy like that should not – and I know you said he's been playing well, and he has. He can't step in for Giannis and give the Warriors the business and be the main reason that the Bucks win a game at home against you. That's what I don't like. And I kind of said it to you all when it was Luka, when it was Gordon – and who else put up some numbers? Harden first half, because they stopped the second half. But, man, I don't like that. That Ryan Rollins bothers me. So now I'm looking tomorrow just to see, you know, who's going to come up for, you know, or any of the Pacers. Like, yeah, we get to older Warriors. Let's go.
Well, this is the other thing that happens when you get off to a 4-1 start and everybody's talking about how great this team looks and people – are already talking about a playoff run that's going to get to the Western Conference Finals. And the reality is we watch 1 week of the season play out, and now it's week two, and they've just put up a clunker. And it's all about, is this going to be a trend or not? That's what this is all about. Is it a bad game, or do we start to see some trends with this team?
Well, I said
we won't know until we see them play a couple more games.
Well, we got to project. And I'm on record as saying I think this team can win over 50 wins. We got a bet. And Stanley, I think this team could get to the Western Conference Finals. And that was all predicated on me thinking they'll handle this. So it could be, you know, yes and no to your question. I don't expect this to be a trend. And that's why I feel like they can get to and reach those heights. But if you're telling me now travel, and you're not, but if this keeps up, then I omitted that in my formula for what this team could do in the regular season, because now you're telling me it's not just the opponent, it's the travel, it's the timing of the game, that's what I didn't like. And Al Horford looked just like last night, and how he's looked the last couple of nights, like, now he's not just fitting in for me, but Steiner, you got to start him to get the best or maximize him at this age.
I guess what is extremely frustrating at times is, if you, and we talked about it for months and months and months, and that is their age. Okay, their age is an issue. We all know that. Outside of age, what are their issues? They're not athletic. They're not big. They're not overly quick.
Those are startling.
They're not fast.
Yeah, I don't like that.
Well, then why did you think, or do you think, they're going to roll to 55 wins and get to the Western Conference Finals without letting some games play out to see if this has staying power?
Because two guys, to me, have capes. That's Jimmy Butler and that's Steph Curry. And when you have capes, Steiny, a cape, you got superpowers. And I'm thinking just with those two guys along, with some of Draymond Green and what we've seen from Kuminga thus far, I expect even on a bad day, you can go to the office and close and suffocate a Milwaukee team without their best player.
Well, I'm also, you know, let's be honest, Miles Turner's a damn good player.
No, yes, he is.
Bobby Portis is a damn good player. Really good bench player.
But
so.
To that point, did you think of that when you got the announcement from Evan when he put on the thread that Giannis wasn't playing? It wasn't even about who was left for Milwaukee. It was about the greatness and the threat that was Giannis.
What's the Warriors' record? I'll bet the Warriors' record without Steph Curry over the last 2 years ain't that bad.
Well, I think last year it might have been around 500, okay, if not 500.
How'd the Warriors do it? So, this is something that a lot of teams run into. Let's go to CJ in Sacramento. Hey, CJ, how you doing, man? What's going on?
Steiner, good man, what up?
Hey.
Hey, man, first off, happy Halloween. Yeah. Hey, look, man, I love 95.7 the game, right? I love me some Steiner and Guru.
Oh, boy, I'm bracing. Go ahead.
But I want to cuss so bad right now, but I won't. I won't.
Okay.
This is a general problem, not just, you know, the show or the fans of the show or anyone else, but Warriors fans, man, are so freaking spoiled. I've heard so many the sky is falling takes since last night, and one of the five of the most dominant dynasties in NBA history. Try being a Kings fan, man. One fluke season in 8 years.
Wow.
A moron owner. And this ain't like me, like Sag versus the Bear. And I love the Niners, the Sharks. I went to UC Berkeley, give me my drop. Go Cowboys, Bears. But please zoom the hell out for 5 seconds, man. Because y'all have it great. That's all I wanted to say. Love y'all.
Thanks, CJ. We love you too, man. Is anybody going to disagree with him?
Well, I got to say this first. Do you really need to say happy Halloween?
Sure, why not?
Happy Thanksgiving.
I'm done criticizing stuff that I shouldn't be mad at. Yeah, sure, happy Halloween.
Yeah.
My daughter said they're trick-or-treating as we speak in London.
Be careful and check your candy. Now, to his point, that's serious.
I don't know if you have been robbed for candy?
Robbed.
I used to hang out
that's
with
not
dudes
what he's talking yeah. about, I think.
I
think.
Oh, I thought that's what he was talking about.
I think
about.
He's talking about the old razor blade in the Reese's cup. And I must tell you.
All the weirdos having the doctor the candy and you could get some stuff thinking we're back in the 80s.
He doesn't know what we're talking about.
I thought you were talking about like when I was 13, I got robbed for my candy.
I used to know guys in the union that would do it. They would come. I never liked it and participated, but. You know, they would do that stuff, E.
Now, what Goo meant,
it's not
Evan,
cool.
When we were coming up.
It's not.
Right, but this is something different.
I got
when
you.
We were coming up, you would get a bag of candy, you would take it home, and they would suggest you break open all the candy.
Every one.
Because there might be
a razor blade
in there.
Yeah.
I swear to God.
That's wild.
Yeah.
I'm down on humanity now. That's why I don't even like Evan. That rot. What you said? I'm just telling you, Steiny. I hate. I live like this, but it's real.
Well, and I got news for you.
So
and
don't
I,
happy Halloween me.
I'm
just
gonna,
be safe.
I'm just going to be honest with you. In all my years on this earth, not one time in my entire life has any child or parent said, "Oh no, Steiny, I found a razor blade." I don't believe that ever existed.
Well, what about Evan getting robbed?
That's different.
But
that's
still.
A punk teenager taking his candy. This is about some kind of sick adult putting a razor blade in a Reese's cup. And my point is, I just don't think that should have been something we were really, really worried about.
Okay. All right. Austin in San Jose, let me back to Wiggins. Do teams really, and I totally disagree with him, but I'm going to read it. Do teams really fear Jimmy Butler now? Yes.
Okay,
you got to account for him.
Is that
he can control the game. But length is somewhat not as kryptonite. You can keep him at bay, which when I say keep him at bay, Steiny, not under the Bay Bridge, but you can kind of neutralize him, make it difficult.
Well, I want you to remember these things in times of glory. Okay,
shout
just remember these things.
Dude, I haven't changed my tune.
But
I'm just disappointed.
Thing,
right?
Jimmy Butler, he's great. But now today we come in and he has limitations.
What about Minnesota
today?
In the playoffs when he didn't shoot those two games?
That's,
I called him out. I was disappointed.
Well, then my point is factor in that Jimmy Butler is human and he's not going to be the Jimmy Butler you think he is.
So you think I got my expectations too high over 82? For the whole team, you've put
way too much into the first five or six games.
What? The guy said he wanted
what
to cuss.
What was that tantrum about?
Because I want to call you a fool.
And this is what,
because you're not allowing for me to go back to what was so luxurious last year in the regular season.
You're not making
sense
right now.
Last year, the Warriors did the regular. They played with it. They pimp slapped the regular season when they got Jimmy. Every metric went their way, and nothing was fluke about it. They earned that.
According to you.
No, but so
according
when
you to
said, you,
there was no
you
fluke
think I'm
to
drunk
it.
In love with five games, but it's going back to last year. Regular season partner.
Yeah, and
that's
guess what I'm
saying.
Guess what?
What?
They had an easy schedule when Butler got here. It was favorable.
But the margin
then
of error was
thin. Then they played a young athletic team and they almost got beat.
Like, I allow him. All I'm saying is give
him what?
I'm looking at bigger. I got something to. Now I need it. Bigger sample size. What is it?
Get a tissue.
Well, why would you?
I got friends.
After five games.
Anyway. All right, let's go to.
It's not after five. That's what you're missing.
No, this is what you do.
It's based off
you watch
of five.
The Warriors play a great couple of games. You say they're going to the Western Conference Finals. They have a clunker. And now you assess them as a Western Conference finalist team. As that being an unacceptable performance last night, but I'm not convinced they're a Western Conference finalist team.
All right, I get that, but Steiny, they're a threat.
And
they're,
okay.
I'm holding them to those standards that started last year, and because Steph's injury, they couldn't get to the promised land. I get that. But please don't negate or make my point so minute to where I'm getting excited and wanting to throw a party for five games. Because I didn't do that when Jimmy came to town last year. This is an offseason. Everybody's healthy and rested. And I'm like, let's go. That's all. And I don't like their field goal opposing teams coming in here.
You know
what? Special guys able to score and doing what they're doing in the paint. That's what those are not alarms, but those are something. To my boy Squirt's point about the foot speed, keeping guys in front of you, we don't have a lot of options.
Okay. You knew that. Before the loss, we knew that during the 4-1 start. Like, did you think?
Tell him.
Did you think? Like, we talk about their weaknesses. They're not huge the first five games. Do you think they're just dissolved? Like, they got a long way to go. That this season is so long. And you know what? And Evan said this the other day. Yeah. You think Butler's not going to sit next week in one of those two back to backs?
I kind of would.
I'm sure he will.
Yeah, I almost want him to. Yeah.
I'm just saying we talk about the challenges of this team, then we see them and we're incredulous about it. Like I said to you the other day, so you don't believe there's any circumstance where this team could remain healthy and not be a playoff team,
and
be
I
a play-in
that,
team.
That was deep.
And you said no chance, Steiner. And I was like, well, let's see. Yeah.
But I'm still there.
Okay,
but
that's fine.
I'm not off it either. I give you that.
I'm not off it either.
Like, but what about Austin's question, just to, real quick, to make this about Jimmy? Teams do fear him, Steiny.
Okay, great. What is it? That doesn't get you any wins. That doesn't mean you lose. Great. They fear him. What does that mean?
He's good enough to help you get wins. Compound wins.
But when fear.
You got to count for
the NBA. Yeah. Bobby Portis ain't fearing Jimmy Butler. Jimmy Butler's a damn good player, and they'll try to defend him. And some nights you can defend him. Man.
Well.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Every week on the Moth Podcast, we share stories that are funny, strange, heartbreaking, and above all, true.
I myself have been married for 56 years. Unfortunately, to four different women.
It turns out the people I was looking for all my life is what you people would call nerds.
Follow and listen to The Moth on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Let's go to,
I did not ruin Halloween, but just don't say happy.
Nah, but now you're downplaying. You're downplaying your enthusiasm about what you were saying about this team after five games.
But how do you get that if I just said I'm standing no business with my expectations for
this
team?
It doesn't sound like you can even fathom how they lost last night to a Bucks team without Giannis. You can't fathom it.
And
I don't understand that.
And that's been my pulse of this show, is how I've been reacting. Like, there's nothing anybody can say to me, even if I agree with some of the points, that will get you off the hook in regard to me being disappointed or any Warrior
fan
disappointed from that performance.
Absolutely.
Because I thought at junctures of the game, mainly the start, they were lethargic.
Okay. So then
I've given them the benefit of the doubt on that.
Why don't every game from now on, you not assume they're going to take care of business? Why would you assume? Are they going to? Indiana's banged up.
But they're young.
Exactly.
They're long.
How come you didn't take into account that actually, in a crazy kind of way, without Giannis, they became more dangerous because they became a faster team against the Warriors. They want to play in a, Giannis wants to play in a half court.
I mean, it's pro sports.
That's
right. That stuff happens, but it's Ryan Rollins going for 32-8 wasn't on the bingo card.
Okay, you know what? You overrate the Warriors. You think they're incapable of having a bad game. You just think that they're machines.
But I'll tell you what, when we do get to that point and I need to retreat or double back, I'm not one of these guys that's going to fake behind a microphone and say, oh, I'm riding with my original take. I'll say, I got it wrong.
I don't care. Like, that's fine. Yeah. I don't care. I'm sorry.
No.
I get you there. There's going to be bumps in the road.
Yeah, I got you. That wasn't a bump. That was a lack of energy. That was lethargic.
Which we knew may be an issue for the Golden State Warriors this year.
That's a nine.
We know that's an issue, but let's not be surprised about it. And let's acknowledge they may have some games like this on the way to 40, 45, 50 wins. Let's go to... Imbecile. Let's go to Nick in Ann Arbor. Hey, Nick, what's going on?
Hey, what's going on, gents?
Hey.
Goo, this applies more to you, I think, than Steiny, given that you didn't watch the game last night, Steiny, but I think that this is a question that needs to be asked. First of all, I think any reaction to the Warriors right now is way too early.
Gotcha.
In the season. Like, we're going to have a dud every once in a while.
Yeah.
But my question is, didn't they talk about officiating going into the season and the high five not being legal anymore?
Yep.
We have not seen that called once.
Mm.
That's my first thing. The second one is, can we talk about traveling in the NBA?
Like, it doesn't exist.
Well, we've been doing it for 40 years.
Gosh. It doesn't exist, man.
I mean, did you guys see, you saw the Kuminga, his might have been a travel, but was it Cole Anthony or Ryan Rollins right before that was so egregious. I've never seen Kerr so livid.
Oh, he hates it.
Walking out to half court.
It was embarrassing, man.
He can't stand that. You're right. I mean, you know, thanks, Nick.
And I didn't think Kuminga traveled. That's just me, old Warrior Google agree.
I didn't see it, but yeah. I'll bet he did.
Dude, I got to ask you something. I'm stopping the show. Did you come up with Olden State?
No, I've seen that.
That was too good for you to come up with that off the top.
That's somebody on
Olden.
I've seen that before on the YouTube chat.
You guys remember the other day when we were watching The Greatest Travels of All Time?
Oh my God. I was crying in tears.
And Westbrook, number one.
That was unbelievable.
He was against the
Warriors.
He walked from here to the Bay Bridge.
But they called that. They called that.
Oh,
one.
They actually did. Yeah, because he took seven steps off the inbound.
But Giannis the other night
that
was six steps.
That was two for him though.
The great. Oh my gosh!
I'm gonna go look for the greatest walk of all time that they didn't have on there, and that's the Corey Maggette walk. That
you can't come up with the old guys. They didn't do that. Dominique Jordan.
You watch what
Kerr,
I find.
Kobe's. They didn't use that. This is out of control. Guys are literally running with the ball.
And here's the other thing.
Running, Evan, no dribble.
Stop whining. Luka had 40 and Gordon had 50 and now Rollins had 32. Get used to it, Goo. You know how many 40-point games there were in the first week of the season? 16. You know the most number of 40 games in the history of the NBA through the first week was? 9. That means there's almost twice as many 40-point games in the first week as there ever have been in the history of the game.
It's bad.
Come on, man.
It is bad. Hey, Butch texted us.
Evan talked about the free throw shooting.
I don't remember this, but Butch just texted us three. The worst travel in NBA history and I love this guy, Corey Maggette.
Yeah, that's what I said.
I don't remember that one.
Did you just hear me say Corey Maggette?
No.
Two minutes ago, I talked about him for 30 seconds?
If we're being real, I love you. But to get through my job, and there are some tune outs. That was not on purpose.
Guru.
So you said Maggette.
I know. I said the greatest walk of all time not called was one Corey Maggette did with the Warriors. I'll go find it.
All right. Okay. Well, Butch gave it to us. And
you have no recollection of that. It happened 90 seconds ago. No recollection.
I was so excited to say my worst travels.
Fair enough. Okay. 888-957-9570 is the number. Warrior Summit, ladies and gentlemen, is Thursday, November 6th, live from Jack's Restaurant and Bar in Pleasant Hill. All the hosts together again discussing another Warrior season. God, let's hope it's after a win. We're going to do it a little differently this time around. 9 games into the season, that's when we're doing it. A little different flavor there. Willard and Dibbs from 2 to 4. All the hosts from 4 to 6 live. From Jack's Restaurant and Bar in Pleasant Hill, we'll have great prizes to give away, drink specials, and your chance to meet all the hosts on the same day. Jack's Restaurant and Bar in Pleasant Hill on Thursday, November 6th. We'll see you there.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Every week on the Moth Podcast, we share stories that are funny, strange, heartbreaking, and above all, true.
I myself have been married for 56 years. Unfortunately, to 4 different women.
It turns out the people I was looking for all my life is what you people would call nerds.
Follow and listen to The Moth on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.